Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary kept all of these words in her heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Mass just now sung was that of the most pure heart of Mary. This is a feast which was celebrated in certain places on the first day within the octave, the Saturday then, after the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It makes sense that on the first free day, a Saturday, that we should honor our Blessed Mother. Yesterday we thought of the chains of gold whereby God deigns to keep our hearts loving and loyal to Him. What a joy it is to present to the heart of God, the heart of His Mother, which requires no chains of gold, which is perfectly pure, the most pure heart of Mary, without any attachment to not only the unworthy, but even the worthy things of this world. They make a distinction, the theologians and the writers do, between Mary's most pure heart and her immaculate heart. This feast day embraces not only the idea of Mary's most pure and inviolate virginity, her magnificent chastity, in a word, but also it means that her heart, in every aspect of her life, was all for God. There was nothing for Mary. There was nothing for self. There was nothing for this world in her heart, in any aspect of it. And this is the heart that we honor and praise, in which we have so much confidence, in which today we should, in order to console the Sacred Heart, present, offer up to the Sacred Heart of Mary's Son, who is our God. The gospel that is appointed to be read on this feast is the gospel of the fifth joyful mystery of the Rosary, chosen, no doubt, because of the last words. Mary kept all of these words in her heart. We honor Our Lady by an act of reparation, of consecration, of prayer with and through her, but we ought to honor Our Lady, let us not forget, by imitating her. Now, how could we, whose hearts are so wayward and always going this way and that, how could we ever honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary? How could our hearts ever begin to be as pure as hers? First of all, if we are to keep the Word of God as Our Lady did in our heart, we have to make room for it. That means moving something out. We Americans collect an awful lot of stuff in the course of a year, much less of a lifetime. That stuff often entails sinfulness in one way or another. We need to move that out to get rid of it, to burn it, perhaps, in the fire of God's love, to make room for God's Word to dwell there. And then, having made some room, we imitate Our Lady in keeping God's Word in our heart by pondering it always. What does our Lord and our Lady do in the Gospel? It's worth meditating of the fifth joyful mystery, the finding of the child Jesus in the temple. She and her virginal spouse, Saint Joseph, find our Lord listening and asking questions of the teachers in the temple. If we just do that, we have a key to prayer. Sometimes even pretty good prayer, I mean, without too much in the way of distraction. And we are sure to catch the Word of God and to be able to keep it. When Our Lady comes in, she immediately herself asks a question. Son, why hast thou done so to us? And then she makes a statement, because we can always speak to the heart of her Son with confidence, just to tell things as they are, in our heart, right now. You don't have to rehearse your words. You don't have to edit your lines. Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. She speaks of the sorrow of her own heart. These words are said, that the saints tell us, not so much to express her anguish, for she understood already, of course she did, as to enlighten and instruct us in our ways of dealing with God. And then finally our Lord responds by a question. How is it that you sought me? Did you not know I must be about my Father's business? By asking and waiting silently for an answer, by asking questions, by declaring things as they are, in a word, having a little conversation, we can imitate the closeness of Mary's heart to that of her son. We can keep God's word in our heart all day long, so that all of those other things that tend to push it out, we can remove, because we have made room for God, for his word, and for his adorable will. Most pure heart of Mary, pray for us. We conclude with a little prayer in her honor.
O Mary, whose most pure heart was exempt from all attachments and honors and wealth, and burned always with the most lively flame of charity, obtain for us after thine example to tread underfoot all earthly honors, and so to despise riches, that we may preserve always within us the holy fear of God. Amen. O Jesus, thy destiny of all self-love, all desire of praise and earthly dignity, that I may imitate the virtues of Mary's most pure heart, and in meekness and humility, patiently bear whatever crosses and afflictions God will see fit to send to me. To thee, O Jesus, I offer all the sorrows of Mary's immaculate heart, to all the suffering endured for love of thee by thy faithful ones of all ages. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and strengthen me with a perfect spirit. Most sacred heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most pure heart of Mary, pray for us. Sweet heart of Mary, be my salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.